Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing good this morning. I want to read a few verses here in Philippians 4, starting in verse 11. It says, "Now that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. I know how to get along and with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret to being filled and going hungry, both having abundance and suffering need." I think about being content sometimes. I get I want to grumble or wish I had something different or something more, or even something less of something. And I guess contentment is something that I kind of tend to struggle with sometimes, just being content with what I have and not always trying to get more or less of whatever. We've got it pretty good. You know, all of us, I feel like we don't have to worry about where we're gonna get our next meal or where we're gonna sleep at night. We really don't have any reason to complain about anything. We just need to be thankful for what we have and can be content and to just have what God's given us and thank Him for it. I don't know. There's another verse in Hebrews that I was reading that it says in Hebrews 13:5, "Make sure your character is free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. For He Himself has said, 'I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you.'" I really like that verse. Again, telling you to be content and not chasing after trying to get rich and have a lot of money. And not that you shouldn't work and put all your effort into what you do, but just to be content with what you have. So that's about all I had this morning. Anybody have any prayer requests? Dear Father, we come for you today and just want to thank you for all that you do for us, God. Thank you for the beautiful weather that you've given us the last few days, for everyone's here this morning. Just thank you for allowing us to gather and just ask you to bless each and every one here this morning. Just bless the messages. If David brings it to us, just you'd open our eyes and ears and just ask you to be with all the sick ones, sick people that are here and around the world, with all the brothers and sisters. Just bless them. Just once again, thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.